mark of honor, not only to the present, but to future generations. George Armstrong Custer. So much to win and only life to lose. John Neihardt, The Song of the Indian Wars. Part 1. Chapter 1. The Setting and the People, the Great Plains. As far as the eye could reach, the country seemed blackened by innumerable herds of buffalo. Captain Benjamin Bonneville, 1832. Indians are so excessively indolent and lazy, they would rather starve a week than work a day. James Mackay, 1835. The great plains of North America on a cloudless day stretch out forever under an infinity of bright blue sky. During the violence of a tornado or a snowstorm, however, the vision is limited to the length of an arm. The plains can be hot, dusty, brown, flat, and unfit for life. They can be delightfully cool, abundantly watered, a dozen shades of green, marvelously varied in appearance, ranging from near mountains to level valleys, and hospitable to all forms of life.